the powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Positive Living, the program that brings you practical and inspiring principles for living more authentic, engaging, and passionate lives. Created by Patricia Raskin, a catalyst for positive change. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the host, guest, and callers. Now, with Positive Living, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. You know, I'm always so honored to be part of Voice America's lineup because Voice America believes that information is power, the Internet is the future, and the future is now. And so do I, and that's why I'm here. My program, Positive Living, brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life that you want to live, to be happy, to be successful, joyful, peaceful, and to be empowered, which is what we're talking about today, especially for women. I've been doing this work about 25 years. I started in the early 80s when people said, you know, people don't want to hear these positive stories, and I ignored all that and stayed with it. And people do want to be inspired, and that's how we learn, and that's how we're able to be strong and to do the things we want, is if we find those role models and listen to those people who have followed us, who have come before us. My guest today is Charlene Proctor, PhD, and founder of the Goddess Network, Inc. She's the author of Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and on Positive Thinking. Charlene Proctor holds a doctorate of philosophy, and she's the founder of the Goddess Network and is an online educational resource for topics on spirituality, relationships, women's studies, corporate spirituality, and the goddess. Charlene is an author, researcher, and educator in the field of women's empowerment and female work culture. She develops self-empowerment strategies for women in all walks of life, from affirmations to online sacred circles and self-help groups. Welcome, Charlene.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, you know, this is amazing work that you're doing. And,
yeah.
You know, we were saying off air that, you know, unless we're in our 30s, which I don't think either of us are, you know, we're often, you know, women were raised not to be strong and empowered and to create the kind of success that women today are creating. We were, you know, trained to be bright and smart and do well, but then, you know, to make sure that somebody took care of us. So, you know, talk about this whole realm of empowerment and how you're working with women.
Well, right now, we are at the Goddess Network doing a series of live workshops for homeless women. And I'll tell you, it is one of the most inspiring projects I've ever done. And I always say every week after these women leave, who need so much empowerment and positive thinking and the skills to really develop that, I'm so honored to be doing this work for them. It's truly an amazing experience.
And what do you do with them?
Well, we're taking the lessons in Let Your Goddess Grow, these seven spiritual lessons, and essentially we're bringing them to life. And so each week we take one subject from the book, and I lead them through a set of experiential exercises that really make the lesson makes sense, because it's very difficult and abstract to teach somebody who has nothing that the seed of their empowerment is knowing their divine self and knowing they can manifest their reality and so forth. And these ideas are very complicated for them. So we also, in conjunction with that, are doing this wonderful webinar once a week on our website, which is called The Empowerment Show. And we call it the E-Show, and anyone who goes to our website can look it up. But they are all linked up by Internet at the facility that they're living in. So what we did as a company is we got another company to donate a whole bunch of computers for these gals. So on Tuesday nights, they sit in their library or their common area in their housing facility, and they watch this lecture, which comes online, and it's me talking about the one of the chapters in the book. And then the next night, they come in and do this workshop. So it's pretty amazing to see them develop and grow into a positive state. And in just a few weeks, I've seen such amazing changes in them. And every week that they leave, I always remember what it was like when I grew up. I said, every week, I wish I would have known these things growing up myself, mm-hmm. I think we would have been so much more empowered and in charge of our choices.
Mm. How do you teach somebody to be empowered, Charlene, who's been homeless, who's been disempowered, who doesn't think that they have the strength or the wherewithal to get what they need?
Well, I think the basis of it, and I'm learning this as the weeks go on, is that you first of all have to get them to open their mouths. And I know this is something that you and I take for granted, or anyone else who is extremely educated, but I spent 2 weeks just teaching them to have the power of their own voice, to open their mouths and speak. And I'll tell you, they're not taught this. They are taught to receive information, to believe what they're told, no matter what it is about their family, relationships, anything, you know, religion, whatever. So we do a great deal of getting them to read and participate in these, I guess you could call them women's rituals every week. Which are anything from, you know, calling a sacred circle and learning how to bless yourself and to breathe and to understand what conscious awareness is and so forth. And you get them to experience these ideas somehow in the form of exercises that are all assembled together. So the thing that's interesting to me is that my background, actually, as a social scientist, was in creating really abstract learning environments for companies with manufacturing problems and all kinds of complicated issues. And basically, my job as a researcher way back in the old days was to take something that was really complicated and make it simple so that people could understand it. And it's funny, you know, in life how we always come full circle to doing the thing I think we're meant to do, because here I am doing this after doing something completely different, using the same strategies and tools that just help somebody learn something.
So basically what you're saying is that a lot of folks are not empowered because they haven't been trained and they don't have the tools. And you're saying that if you can teach women the tools, that they can start to employ some of these things in their life.
I think the first thing that I've learned just by watching them and their struggle initially through the material is that you have to teach somebody that their past is something that can be shed. And this whole concept of living present, living in the present moment, gosh, I know that sounds so woo-woo and you know, overdone, but it's so essential for all of us to have an important and productive life. And it takes a while to teach somebody to release these automatic programs, these old grooves that are in the mind that get us to repeat the same patterns and look for the same
and hear things. The same voices. When we start to do something on our own, the voice
and, and I'll tell you, for them to have me, first off, I'll tell them, because the whole first session we did this summer was on insight or shedding your past, and how we as women should look to our past as a source of strength and wisdom, and that nurtures us and brings us incredible strength to the place that we are today, that allows us to be good teachers and good people contributing to our families and relationships and children and so forth. So I would say that, to answer your question about where do you start to empower someone, especially someone who's homeless and has nothing, is to get them to stop feeling bad about the past, to shed it and move into a very deep state of forgiveness for themselves as well as others, and to affirm that they are living today, not yesterday or tomorrow.
And that's the key, is staying in the present. Talk about, we have a few minutes before break. Just give us a sneak preview on your 7 spiritual lessons for women.
Well, the first of the lessons, as I was just mentioning, is about insight, which is how we take all the stuff that we've learned that informs us presently, are just gathering our insight and really trying to figure out where we need to take a little self-inventory and correct these old ideas. Then we move ahead to balance and talk about how we're great at managing complexity, being the women that we are, and to develop a new frame of thinking for balance, which is basically embracing change a lot more often. I think we fight it too much, and it throws us off center. Some of the other lessons are resiliency, which is about how we become stronger through adversity, and to not punish ourselves for things that happen on the past, and to really embrace change. Mm-hmm. The book also talks about our authentic self, what the true self is, and what does that mean when we say, for example, I am conscious of who I am. What is that I am principle and the notion of the true self? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the lessons, because I think fundamentally that's the basis for all positive thinking. And once we begin to embrace that and really use it, things just get a whole lot easier.
Well, let me just say this to you.
Yeah.
One of the things in my work that I have learned is that it's not that those of us who have these tools don't have issues and problems and don't go through setbacks. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes our setbacks are big and our lessons are big.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the tools to know how to get out.
Right. We absolutely do. And we're probably not worrying about where our next meal is coming from,
right.
like some of these other people.
Mm-hmm.
This week, actually, I'm teaching them the next spiritual lesson, and that's about abundance and prosperity and how we begin to set a mental equivalent to determine what it is that we want and to have great clarity and passion about the things that we want in our life, whether it's a new job or an opportunity, things like that. Do you want me to talk about the other two lessons?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Then we're going to take a break. Go ahead.
All righty. And then the next one is on corporate soul, which is about how we as women really understand the feminine values that we're bringing into the workplace and how we can cultivate that a little bit more. And then, of course, the last lesson that I teach is on the divine feminine, which is about embracing the sacredness within us and how that can become a source of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about these lessons. You know, what are the negative thought traps for women? How can people really get back to that sense of themselves? And what is the divine feminine?
Mm-hmm.
So my guest today is Charlene Proctor. She holds a doctorate of philosophy degree. She's the founder of the Goddess Network. Her book is Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking. And she has a wonderful little book that you can put in your pocketbook called Women's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations that Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. And we'll have to look at some of those, too. Folks, you're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. And if you do want to go onto the website, you can go to thegoddessnetwork.net, thegoddessnetwork.net. All right, folks, you're listening to Positive Living. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From our home to your speakers, VoiceAmerica.com.
At least 90% of sports success requires mental strength. And the greater the competitive level, the more critical it becomes to build that mental muscle. Tune into Championship Thinking every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Your host, Jim Myers, sports psychology coach, consultant, and author, offers practical, powerful, and positive mental game, tools, tips, and techniques. Learn how to remain confident and focused at crunch time when pressure, tension, and anxiety like to make an uninvited appearance. Tune in and tune up your mental game with Championship Thinking every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time right here on America's Voice, Voice America.
Ever wonder what are the favorite travel destinations of the Hollywood jet set? Where do celebrities like to go when they aren't walking the red carpet? Tune in to Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with President of Traveras, David Manning, and Lisa O'Hurley, golf aficionado and wife of actor John O'Hurley. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa talk with well-known actors, sports celebrities, and entertainment insiders to find out about their favorite travel destinations and what they recommend. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa also offer up featured vacations each week and last-minute deals for your next getaway. Find out what's new and exciting in the travel industry, as well as how to raise money for your nonprofit organizations while enjoying a wonderful vacation. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with David Manning and Lisa O'Hurley broadcasts each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, your inside look into celebrities and travel.
Go beyond success and discover a deeper meaning to life. Join host Jeffrey Gitterman and his guests, the premier thought leaders in business, politics, science, spirituality, and culture, who have reached the pinnacle of financial and professional attainment in their fields, only to discover a profound lack of fulfillment with what our culture defines as success. So won't you tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Jeffrey Gitterman and Beyond Success, redefining the meaning of prosperity, right here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Bringing you around the world, right from your desktop, voiceamerica.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. As I always say, I'm so happy to be part of Voice America because Voice America believes that information is power. The Internet is the future, and the future is now, and so do I. And that's really what Positive Living is all about. We bring you practical solutions, positive principles, inspiration, empowerment, so that you can live the kind of life you want. And today is no exception. We are talking all about empowerment. My guest is Charlene Proctor, PhD. She holds a doctorate in philosophy and is the founder of the Goddess Network, which is an online educational resource for topics on spirituality, relationships, women's studies, corporate spirituality, and the goddess. She is a researcher, author, and educator. Her two books are Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and her little book, which I love, that you can put in your pocket, is called The Woman's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations That Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. Welcome back, Charlene.
Thank you.
How did you decide to get into this? I mean, how did you wake up one day and say, or did you, look, I you know, women are not empowered enough, and I'm just going to teach this. Well, how did all this happen?
I think it was one of these epiphanies that just hit you one day in the parking lot when you're at the job that you don't like. Isn't it funny how sometimes the universe just clangs you on the head and says, it's time to change something. And I remember one day, this was probably 6 years ago, I was sitting in the parking lot at this company I was working in, and I was absolutely paralyzed sitting there in front of the steering wheel. I could not get out of the car. I said to myself, if I don't find some way to integrate all that I know with science and writing and teaching people with a very strong sense of commitment to women, that I just wasn't going to have a balanced life. And it really was an amazing choice for me because I felt that part of being a good teacher is always having lived the scenario that you're teaching somebody about. It gives you empathy and great compassion for people. And that was the day the Goddess Network was born. And I've just never looked back. I just took a step off the cliff and knew that it was going to be a soft landing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think in all of your years of doing this work, Charlene, what are the main pitfalls, would you say, or what are the main maybe drawbacks or things that set us back that are maybe traps for women?
The first, I think, is that we cannot let go. Women just seem to have more capability to rehash the past. It's probably because we're great detail people and we're great complexity managers because we're using both sides of the brain more actively than men. You know, we integrate the big picture more in everything we do, and we always want to hold the family together. The longer I go on and do this work, the more I believe that. And so we overanalyze everything. We rehash everything, and we hang on to so much stuff that doesn't matter anymore. And if we learned how to let go and just surrender a little bit more, I think that it would definitely be...
And trust a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. That's you know, a lesson for everyone, mm-hmm. not just women.
You know, I'd like you to address this because it's very, very basic, but I think it's what we all struggle with. I mean, I still struggle with it even though I teach it and I know it. And that is that we visualize, we do affirmations, we believe something is coming, we want it, we focus on it, and we see it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not there. So now it's not there, and you don't see it there. But you know it's coming, but it's not there. How do we really internalize that to the point, Charlene, that although it's not in front of us, we have to believe in what we don't see?
We don't spend enough time in a state of thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old, old book I love. It's and I have a copy of it, and it's so frayed, and it's just been read 40,000 times. And actually, I was just looking at it today because I'm preparing my lecture for this thing on abundance and prosperity, and that is really a tough for all of us to you know, when we ask for something and we want to be prosperous, for example, and we why doesn't it come to us or why don't we see it?
Right.
And there's an old book by John Randolph Price. It's called The Manifestation Process.
I know it, and I've read it.
Do you remember this one?
Oh, I've used it for years.
Did you?
Used it for years. In fact, we put it on tape, and I used to listen to it on tape.
Those lessons mm-hmm. in there for anyone mm-hmm. who wants just a quick tutorial in how to realize the good.
He's amazing, by the way, John Randolph Price.
And he has been around for so long. And he also wrote this other little book called The Abundance Book. Did you ever read that
one? I have that, too.
and my third tip for the day on this, and then I'll get to the thankfulness thing, is The Mental Equivalent by Emmett Fox, who, as you know, was a Unity minister that was around in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, those little books long, long ago taught me so much about one of the reasons that we block our abundance and the goodness that we want, whether that's making change in our life or a new relationship or whatever it might be, we don't spend enough time truly being deeply thankful mm-hmm. for this new experience that we know, if it has been manifested fully in our mind with great clarity and passion, we have to complete that process. And many in prayer and ritual and so forth always declare at the end of their session or the end of their asking or meditation period, and so it is. You've heard that a million times.
Yes.
And let it be so.
Yes.
And it's kind of our words out to the universe. We're releasing that energy to say, I declare this to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And to be thankful for what I know is already mine.
Yes.
And it is so hard living in this physical existence and thinking, okay, well, I accept all this. I've created it in my mind. I'm ready to move forward. I'm embracing it mentally.
Yes.
But I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of our challenges as a shared humanity to...
For all of us.
To
I don't
do
care
it.
How,
women, but men as well. And I always say the first step to getting there quicker is to spend time in really feel with great passion the gratitude that you have for being an element of unlimited,
mm-hmm.
infinite abundance. Which
and that brings you more.
Yes, yes, and that's it's a constant discipline.
Charlene, what advice do you give to women who have been through very tough relationships, whether it's divorce or whether someone has died, and they're angry or they're bitter? What do you say? How do you help them move on?
Well, to generate, first of all, like I've already said, bless the past. Know that what brought you to today was a part of your learning journey. And I know that is very difficult to do, especially people who have been in women who've been in domestic violence scenarios. I mean, in this workshop we have, almost all of them have been like that. But to, once you learn how to release, to spend your time developing your sense of worthiness and to understand that you can never not be worthy. And it's a deeply spiritual lesson about what the authentic self is and why, when we really identify with that and knowing that, as I said before, we're infinite, and we are the all, and that we are part of a unity scenario, we feel so much more powerful. We begin to accept it, and we move the mind to a new way of being. It's really hard, and I notice this especially with women who have been beaten down, and found themselves in less than desirable circumstances,
mm-hmm.
to really unseat this old programming. A lot of it comes from old cultural messages, which is another one of the three negative thinking traps. We have so much ideology still present in family situations that tell women that they are blemished, that they are less than worthy, or they're sinful because they're a woman, or they're not smart, they're not as smart as a man. There's so much damage that is done initially in the old programming like that. But once you recognize it and you find yourself visiting there often mentally, the mind is so very powerful, Patricia, you know this, that once the subconscious is working the way that you want, it always supports us in who we want to
yes,
be.
It does.
And
if it doesn't, it's because the negative thinking is taking over.
And to be aware, and when you begin to spend more time in a place like that every day, you can have this mindfulness of it all the time, where you're totally aware through all of the everyday things that you're doing, and slowly but surely you begin to exude more power because you are identifying with the thing that is power itself, which is, you know, the authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be one bit of advice I might have
mm-hmm.
for women.
Excellent. All right. And if people want to know more about your workshops, tell us about that.
Well, they could always just email us at our office at TGN, which stands for the Goddess Network, at thegoddessnetwork.net, and send us an email. We'll send you a mail or a brochure, or just go to the website. Everything is always posted there. We're doing this session, like I said, for 7 weeks, and it'll go until the end of the summer, and then we'll start up again in October. So they're kind of ongoing, and we're located in Michigan. So you would have to get here.
mm-hmm. You don't travel so much. You do it more there.
Well, I love it, and I love to be in touch with my readers and for everyone. But I just got off book tour this spring, so mm-hmm. I need to stay put for a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are talking today to Charlene Proctor. She's the author of two books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and this wonderful little book of affirmations, The Woman's Book of Empowerment, 323 affirmations that change everyday problems into moments of potential. And you can log on to her network at thegoddessnetwork.net, thegoddessnetwork.net. When we come back, we're going to talk more about empowerment for women. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Conversation at a click of a mouse. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Powerful Prayer with host Connie Coddington. Each week, Connie and her guests will explain the healing system called Christian Science and share stories of how they have used the spiritual laws of God to bring healing to their lives. You can learn how to bring healing to your life, too. So tune in to Powerful Prayer with host Connie Coddington every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America, America's Voice.
The Woman MVP Who Sets You Free, with host, entrepreneur, author, motivational speaker, corporate executive, philanthropist, wife, and mother, Luann Mitchell-Halter, is an exciting and provocative look at the real world with real exciting guests and real stories of triumph and professionalism with a dash of spice, sharing recipes for a better world on all the playing fields of life. Join Luann Mitchell-Halter as she and her guests uncover and expose us to our abilities to create our very own Big League MVP, My Victory Plan, Potential for Greatness. The Woman MVP Who Set You Free with Luann Mitchell-Halter broadcasts each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. The Woman MVP Who Set You Free. It's time to get off the bleachers, play the game of life, and be the MVP. Had an accident? The people you may encounter may be attorneys, doctors, and agents. How do you protect yourself and family? Tune into Meet Accident with attorney Tom Woodruff, an experienced trial attorney, former legislator. Attorney Woodruff, as expert guests, assist and inform on what to do in a crisis, what to take, what to avoid, most important, what you need to know through the process. Meeting by Accident podcast every Tuesday at 10 Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Being informed makes all the difference. Tune into Meeting by Accident with attorney Tom Woodruff.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And you can call us today, and I will give you the number in a minute, but first I want to tell you about our wonderful guest. Our guest is Dr. Charlene Proctor. She is the author of two great books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking. And she has a second book, and that book is The Woman's Book of Empowerment. It's 323 affirmations that change everyday problems into moments of potential. And Charlene has a website, and you can go to her website, and she does workshops all over the country, and a lot of them in Michigan where she lives. And the website is thegoddessnetwork.net. Thegoddessnetwork.net. Okay, and you can give us a call at Voice America, and our clear line is 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Welcome back, Charlene.
Thanks.
Okay. You know, you've been doing this work for a long time. And although we talk about having a strong self-image and how important that is, how do you help women really have that special self-image about themselves where they really see themselves as a divine person or as a special individual?
I like to touch a little bit on the goddess with women, which is unfortunately a concept that has been reformatted and squashed in our culture and society for many, 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 many years. And I think that when women understand, and not that they're giving up their wisdom tradition or negotiating it in some way, but to understand historically in what's in the literature that at one time there was the concept of the sacred feminine, which was very powerful. It helps women grasp, if you will, to actually see more divinity within themselves. It's almost like a stepping stone for many of them, and it seems to be very empowering. I have seen over the years just that the whole idea of identifying with that concept as part of who you are absolutely glorifies our experience that we have as human beings on the planet. And the reason is that in many of the wisdom tradition, well, actually, some of them, like in Hinduism, they have a very strong concept of the mother god or the mother goddess, which is the Shakti, which is the counterpart to the male or the masculine god image, which is Shiva. So in their wisdom tradition, they're very much aware of this balance, this yin and yang, this masculine and feminine consciousness, and they see that in each of them, whether they are men or women, that they are equally divine. Now, in the West, we're in a conundrum, so to speak, because we've kind of distilled that out of Christianity. Uh-huh. And so many women come to me and they say that they've never really believed that there is a divine part of them, because, again, I'm talking about the I am, and to step into this wonderful wonderful thought process that tells us that we are our authentic self or that we are divine. But we've kind of compromised that in the West a little bit because our religions tend to have a male reference system. And to me, I think it's the final hurdle for them to be able to create her own reality, because the assumption under it is always, always, always that if we are unlimited and we are divine substance, if we are all, each of us, individualized sparks of divine power, then whether we're a woman or a man, it's the same. So we talk a little bit about the goddess and touch on that. And I'll tell you, the women, when they understand some of the symbolism and so forth within it, it does nothing to take them away from their own belief system. It really enhances it. Mm. And it's a beautiful thing, and it makes me feel very good.
How do you help women understand that they can be strong women and feminine women and still have a very special relationship with a man? And be soft and feminine and be with a man?
Well, I guess...
Is that hard?
Well, I guess I'm kind of in the homeless women scenario right now.
Mm-hmm.
You would be interested to note that a lot of them all say that the reason that they're in the situation that they're currently in is because they've had problems with relationships. They can't seem to negotiate the power in the relationship, and they don't seem to have the skills. And who knows why that is, they're in the situation that they are. If they learn the sense of worthiness at a deep level, I think that they can learn to ask for what they want more readily. And I know this is true with any of us, whether we're living somewhat normal lives or on the brink of homelessness or even in a shelter. We have to know that we bring more to relationship when we ourselves feel whole. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to having, to me, a balanced image of divinity. We need to learn as women how to celebrate our bodies, to use our voices, love our cycles, love everything about our feminine value set, which actually is about a great deal of stroking communication. I mean, that is definitely a female value. And we've maybe been taught that some of these values are far less optimal or important in our society than men's values. So I think we got a little sidetracked way back. And I know I did when I was growing up. I didn't have a very empowered growing up, and it didn't teach me very much about being a leader as a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my desires actually was to try to get them before they actually leave home.
Right. What, Charlene, give us a couple of real practical strategies that you teach in your workshop. Something that somebody could be listening right now and then go home and actually do.
Learn to write an I am statement. And if you cannot, then go to the Book of Empowerment or any of the wondrous books that are out there on affirmations, and learn what that is. Learn how to speak in the present when you want to state what your day is going to be like. And I'm a big advocate of consciously creating your day. You saw What the Bleep, right?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that wonderful? And do you remember Joe Dispenza's interview in the part of the film? He was the guy who talked about consciously creating his day. And it was a wonderful lesson. And for anyone who is interested in a simple technique that they can learn more about, go rent that movie and watch that interview, because in it, Joe talks about how we consciously create our day, the number one tool and strategy for getting on the empowered path. And that is, before you get out of bed, just be in bed and not visualize how many to-do lists you're going to have and all these things you're thinking about you have to do, feed the dog, pick up the children, go to work, so forth, but to invite the divine to work through you at a very complete level. and to recognize that you are consciously aware that this energy is pulled through you at great level of awareness all day. And you have to ask for it. It's not going to happen by just casually visiting the idea here and there three times a month. You have to get up in the morning and invite it into you. You know, to say this to the universe that I am conscious of who I am, and I allow these gifts to work through me today and to celebrate this remarkable journey that I'm in. And I'll tell you, Patricia, the days that I do it, and I teach all my ladies this, the days that I do it, I see absolute wonderful things happen to me, opportunities and people coming up to me off the street. You know this is true.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And it's as simple as that.
People have to believe it and do it, and I think part of the problem is people really don't think that this can happen. This whole, you know, it's too good to be true, we really can't create it. And we're not fed with a lot of positive things. You know, we're creating our negative things all the time because that's often what we're thinking about.
Oh, I read this interesting article the other day. A friend of mine who's working on our website, she gave me this article that was published. I'm looking at it right here. It's on my desk in this magazine. And it was an Ode magazine, ODE. It must be a magazine about marketing. But the power that the media and marketing has on our perception of what we deserve to have and what our happiness level should be. And, you know, it's very discouraging sometimes to get up in the morning and internalize all of this stuff on television and in the newspaper. And I'm so glad that we have a free press and we're connected in a matter of seconds from our side of the world to another, but the truth is that our society is thriving on negativity. It's always about what's negative and what we need to do to fix ourselves. And it just disturbs me all the time. I know you can never not be in touch with what's going on, but if I could change one thing about the media, it would be to just try to focus more on our positive process.
One of the women that I've interviewed who's fabulous is Jerry Weiss Corbly, and she has a network called the Good News Network, and she finds the good news and she puts it on the internet. And we need to do more and more of that. I mean,
well,
that's what my program's all about.
That's what's so inspiring. I mean, that is what lifts us up and gets
absolutely.
Us to contribute to each other in a positive
that's
way.
Right.
And that is what we're here to do. So, yes, congratulations to her and everyone else who is doing that and to try to maintain some balance.
I said, you know, in doing this work for as many years as I have, I mean, I am very convinced with everything that you're saying, but for many people, what you're talking about is still a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come up with lots of reasons why this just can't be. But have they spent the time that you're talking about really visioning and believing and being in gratitude and having the images to support these wonderful things? And I'm not sure they are.
Well, I'll tell you another thing is I wish I could tell people more that they should really approach their spirituality with a sense of imagination. It should be a celebration of the gift of yourself. And this is one thing that we do in our workshops here, to know that life can be joyful when it's a constant dialogue with the divine and in whatever way you find it, and to never negate that connection. That is what it means to be a conscious creator of your reality. And this is when we begin to move our lives into scenarios that we choose instead of being the one where we feel things happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that having that dialogue constantly in whatever way that you can is so essential to feeling productive and worthy and to be in a relationship where you feel whole. And the success of that relationship, I think, to a great degree comes from that, when women are especially.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. My guest is Charlene Proctor. She's the author of Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Woman's Book of Empowerment. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back.
our home to your speakers. VoiceAmerica.com.
Albert Einstein once said, "Nothing happens until something moves." Well, your movement towards realizing a dream, making a long-lasting change to your life, or simply putting a daily smile on your face is just a click away. Tune into Maximizing Life with Scott Chesney and free your mind, open your heart, and ignite action in your life. Host and commander in change, empowerment coach, and international speaker, Scott Chesney shares his insights to making the most out of your daily lives. Scott interviews people who are maximizing their lives, the most recognizable transformationalists and leaders around the world, as well as those hometown heroes that move, touch, and inspire the best in all of us. Stay tuned into Maximizing Life for Scott's one-on-one coaching with callers. Maximizing Life with Scott Chesney broadcasts each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Maximizing Life with Scott Chesney, inspiring you to live life with passion, purpose, and limitless potential.
West Coast Business Review and host Amy Campbell presents Show Me the Business. Each week, you'll hear exciting guests give you vital information on advancing your business and career. Learn how others have built their empires, from best-selling authors to renowned entertainers. Listen every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific Time on VoiceAmericaRadio.com. Visit our website at www.westcoastbusinessreview.com. West Coast Business Review's Show Me the Business, connecting you to the business world.
Living the Green Life with Kim Carlson, ecopreneur, author, and green living maven, brings you an upbeat, fun exploration of the doables of living a more earth-friendly life. Kim cuts through the noise and urban myth of green do's and don'ts and shows that it is possible to live green easily. From hip organic weddings to exotic eco travel to healthy personal care products, get the most current trends and tips from the experts for living a more planet-friendly and human lifestyle. Living the Green Life with Kim Carlson, broadcast each Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Living the Green Life for a human, healthy, and planet-friendly lifestyle.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And as I always say, I'm so happy to be part of Voice America because Voice America believes that information is power, the Internet is the future, and the future is now. That's why I'm here. That's why Positive Living is here, because I really believe that we can have the kind of life we want, and that's what we do. My guest today is Charlene Proctor, Ph.D., author of Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Woman's Book of Empowerment, 363 Affirmations that Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. Charlene Proctor holds a doctorate in philosophy. Again, she's the founder of the Goddess Network, which is an online educational resource for topics on spirituality, relationships, women's studies, corporate spirituality, and the goddess. She is an author, researcher, and educator in the field of women's empowerment. And her website is thegoddessnetwork.net. Welcome back, Charlene.
Thank you.
Okay. And there still is time to call in if you'd like to at 866-472-5788. Positive Living is here on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. We broadcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And you can log on to voiceamerica.com and listen to all of the archive shows. My website is raskinresources.com. My book is Pathfinding Seven Principles for Positive Living, and it's in revision, and you can get that online by going to the site. Okay, Charlene, you know, you wrote these beautiful 323 affirmations. How come not 365?
You know, it's funny as
I bet people ask you that.
Oh yeah, I know. Why wasn't there one for every day?
Yeah.
It's funny when, and this is actually another spiritual lesson for all of your listeners, is that when you are setting aside the logical left brain part of your being, and you are opening up to the intuitive side, sometimes you will be amazed with what comes through. And I'll tell you, writing the Book of Empowerment, I must have been
just very open, because that is exactly what came through me. I mean, there were some days where I was writing these things that I felt like I really wasn't writing them.
Mm-hmm.
I just really was in a state that winter I wrote this book to be very open to what I was hearing. And this thing just flowed effortlessly out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
my editor had a field day when I turned over the manuscript
to
her and, you know, corrected all of the things that didn't make any sense. But overall, I feel like the affirmations and these affirmative statements were really divine.
They're incredible.
Inspired.
I want to pick out one
they're
and read
really
it.
Powerful.
I mean, there's so many.
I know.
There's so many.
So I felt like I should just leave it as a pure work and not add one to make it be one a day thing, because the thing that's really cool about this book is that it's arranged by the bad thing that happens to you.
Yes, I'm going to pick one.
So the whole point of it is that when your thinking gets off track, you gotta switch it around.
Okay, let me read one.
Okay,
waiting
where are
in line.
You?
I'm on page 77, and then I'll let you read one. Then you can pick one. Waiting in line, because this is one that bugs a lot of us. Waiting in line gives me an opportunity to compliment someone. I recognize the positive contribution another person makes in the world, no matter who they are. My smile reflects my appreciation for the person next to me. From this day forward, every time I wait in line, I use the time to thank or compliment someone and be cheerful. I love seeing my good energy returned in positive ways.
This is a simple, practical piece of advice to everyone. You know, the other day somebody was telling me that we're in, our culture is in the McDonald's fast lane. I mean, we want everything yesterday.
Yes.
And we have not learned to take 3 minutes to wait in line and just breathe and utilize that time to just look at the person who's waiting on us and mentally thank him. And I'll tell you, I used to have a really big problem with this. I feel like the universe is speaking, especially to me. Being impatient, being patient is a lost art. And I'll tell you, when I do this in a store, waiting in line, especially the grocery store, and you just stand there and all of a sudden get in touch with that heart center, that heart chakra, and let something lovable come through your thought process to the person who's waiting on you and to the people that are waiting in line, it's amazing how cheerful everyone instantly gets. And people who listen to folks like us who talk and have spiritual messages and are inspirational speakers, they're always asking for validation and for proof that something works. Well, I submit to you and to everyone else, the next time you're waiting in line that you actually do that, the universe will show you that being in present moment awareness works, because you will see a change instantly around everyone that is standing there.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a fun one to write. I have to read that one more often, too.
Yeah, wonderful, really.
How about getting dumped? We were talking about relationships.
That.
Do you want to read it?
You can read it.
Okay. This is about being exiting relationship. The affirmation is, the universe is showing me that this relationship is not for my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because my path has been readjusted for my own good, I accept this decision with ease. There are bigger, better, and happier circumstances already here. I trust the universal pattern. I move forward knowing I am a beautiful jewel who was always discovered by loving people.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, if we could say these things to ourselves instead of being the victim and having the victim mentality all the time, it really does put that power center back where it belongs, which is inside your heart. And to know that you've wandered there for a reason, wasn't right, didn't work out. There was something of benefit, though, that was because of it. But to always remind yourself that you're absolutely in a place where you move forward and that you are a beautiful jewel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just mm-hmm. waiting to be discovered by you first, not just by everyone else around.
Beautiful book. I really suggest people get it. We're just about out of time, so if people get one thing out of this program today, Charlene, on letting your goddess grow, what would you like them to get?
To honor your past. And when you change your mind, you can change your individual life. But when you open that heart up and you get in the present moment, when that changes, you actually can change the world. And to know that you're the solution to your own fulfillment in life, to always remember that power resides within you, that's important. And that you can bloom at any age. We need to remember that more often.
Mm, how beautiful. And people can log on to your website by going to thegoddessnetwork.net.
And to visit us and send us emails, and we love hearing from our readers. We have, you know, an open mailbox.
Thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank
I did enjoy it. Our hour went way too fast.
I know. It was wonderful. Stay on the line.
Thanks.
My guest has been Charlene Proctor, author of Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and also her wonderful Woman's Book of Empowerment with Affirmations. Log on to thegoddessnetwork.net. Next week, my guest is Andrew Stokoe, owner of In Hiking USA, a former British Army officer who's hiked the world. He will offer his practical know-how into the world of hiking and the rewards of exploring the unique trails and byways in custom-made and self-guided hiking in New England and abroad. And you can log on to inhikingusa.com. Folks, I love you all. It's an honor and pleasure to be here on Voice America with you each week. Until next week, have a great day. I'm Patricia Raskin.
Listening to Positive Living with Patricia Raskin, a catalyst for positive change. For an autographed copy of Patricia's book, Pathfindings, Seven Principles for Positive Living, log on to RaskinResources.com. And tune in next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific for Positive Living, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.